Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, September 23rd, 2020. I'm Rich Straffolino. The U.S. Department of Justice submitted a legislative proposal to Congress calling on changes to Section 230. The draft legislation would require social media companies to moderate their sites and services in a clear and consistent way and hold large platforms legally accountable for the way they moderate content. Earlier this year, President Trump issued an executive order authorizing the FCC to review how the protections of Section 230 apply to large tech platforms. At Microsoft's virtual Ignite conference, the company announced several updates to Microsoft Teams. Teams will now support breakout rooms next month, letting call participants split into smaller groups, with the organizer able to move between them. Together mode, which places call participants into a shared virtual space, will get more scenes, like a coffee shop, conference room, and an auditorium. Presenters will soon also get the option to customize their presentation layouts. And Microsoft will now provide automated recaps of meetings, including recordings, a transcript, a chat, and shared files. Microsoft will also increase the total number of Teams call participants to 1,000 later this year. Microsoft is also bringing its Chromium-based Edge browser to Linux, with the first previews going live in the Dev Channel in October. The browser will be available in package managers from Linux distributions and will offer the same features as other builds of the browser. Microsoft also announced that its developers have made more than 3,700 commits to the Chromium project, including work on touchscreen optimization, accessibility features, and developer tools. Microsoft announced it has exclusively licensed OpenAI's GPT-3 language model, which auto-generates text. OpenAI released GPT-3 back in July. OpenAI says the deal has no impact on the continued access to the GPT-3 model through OpenAI's API. Microsoft says the license gives it access to the underlying code of the model. Facebook's head of global affairs and former UK Liberal Democrat Party leader Nick Clegg told the Financial Times that Facebook is prepared to restrict the circulation of content on and after Election Day in the US. Clegg said, "There are some break glass options available to us if there really is an extremely chaotic, or worse still, violent set of circumstances." He did not give details, but in Sri Lanka and Myanmar, the company reduced the reach of content from rule breakers and limited the distribution of sensationalist borderline content. A source says Facebook has studied 70 different potential scenarios. High-stakes decisions will be made by a team of executives, including Clegg, Chief Operating Officer Sheryl Sandberg, and final decision-maker Mark Zuckerberg. Facebook has set up an elections operations center to monitor activity. Pinterest launched new content types called Story Pins in beta, allowing users to combine multiple pages of images, videos, voiceover, and overlay text. These stories are not ephemeral and can be surfaced in search and in other discovery channels. Users' main interactions with story pins will be able to save the story rather than just like the content. Pinterest is also rolling out new creator profiles to highlight work published on the platform rather than simply share pins, and includes engagements and analytics dashboards. Story pins are rolling out now to select U.S. creators, with the dashboards coming to all users with a business account. Adobe launched a new feature for Acrobat Reader called Liquid Mode. This uses its Sensei AI engine to analyze PDFs and rebuild the documents for viewing on mobile devices. When opening a PDF in Acrobat, the app will present a button to activate Liquid Mode if it detects it can work on the document. This will send the PDF to Adobe's Document Cloud for processing. Once completed, users will be able to adjust line spacing and font size locally. The feature is non-destructive, and users will be able to jump back to the original PDF if desired. Liquid Mode is rolling out now to Android and iOS, with plans to eventually come to the desktop. Samsung has offered its free ad-supported streaming service, Samsung TV Plus, on its smart TVs since 2016. Samsung announced it's now rolling out the service to mobile devices available to owners of the Galaxy Note 20, S20, Note 10, and S10 devices. TV Plus is now available in 10 countries, with plans to launch in additional markets in the coming months. The Swift project announced that an initial release of the Swift programming language is now available on Windows 10. This includes the Swift compiler, the standard library, and the core libraries. Swift was originally announced by Apple at WWDC in 2014, and the open source Swift project has brought the language to Ubuntu, CentOS, Amazon Linux distributions, in addition, of course, to macOS. There are 9 different sizes of Apple's new solo loop Apple Watch bands because they don't have clasps. MacRumors reports that customers who get the wrong size bands are told they must send the entire watch back, not just the band, because it's considered a set. Some users have reported being able to exchange the band in-store. After a temporary suspension of paid extensions this year due to fraudulent transactions, Google has announced that over the next several months, paid Chrome extensions will cease to be available. Developers have been able to submit new paid extensions since March, and the free trial option offered on the Chrome Web Store will go away on December 1st. Devs who still want to monetize their extensions must migrate to another payment processor and a new licensing API. And finally, the GSMA announced that the next Mobile World Congress will be held in Barcelona from June 28th to July 1st, 2021. MWC 2020 was one of the earliest tech events canceled due to the COVID-19 outbreak back in February, and the GSMA had originally planned to hold an MWC event in March 2021. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.